Welcome to Slug's bi-weekly Slug Soundwaves podcast. Here, in our print mag and on slugmag.com, enjoy our curated content that highlights the best of Utah's alternative and underrepresented music, arts, events, and community subcultures. If Slug has benefited you or someone you love, consider contributing to sustain our existence. Head to slugmag.com/donate to join our community of donors.
KRCL was founded in 1979 to bring a more diverse voice to Salt Lake City and surrounding areas. KRCL is community funded and supported, which allows diverse commercial free programming that varies from indie to hip hop, blues to bluegrass, metal, punk, indigenous, and bilingual programs. Every weekday at 6 p.m., KRCL's Radioactive brings you grassroots activism and civic engagement with punk rock farming and live local music on Fridays. Tune in to KRCL at 90.9 FM. Stream at krcl.org or download the app on the App Store.
Shh, are you listening? This is Slug Soundwaves. My name is Jeff Doosnup, and I just released my first album, just started releasing my own music, and yeah. Technically, it's two albums, but the album is called A Poison Tree, and the one album is like the main album, which is like fully produced. It's like the main versions of the songs. And then I did another album, which is I took all the demo versions, and I kind of like added some like effects to them, and like I called it A Poison Tree in the Fog. So it's like a, it's like just this more like dreamy, maybe even a little bit more like darker, gloomy version of the album. I guess this one's kind of weird, but I usually just to keep it simple, I just say that it's shoegaze. But I would say like I take inspiration from like a lot of different places than just shoegaze, but I'd say like it's kind of like shoegaze is the like the palette, and like I kind of layer like little, I pull little things from like other genres and whatnot and kind of add them to that shoegazy reverby sound. Yeah, it's definitely the music I listen to that makes me make this type of music. Growing up, I've been like super into like new wave music and like the 90s shoegaze movement, even like grunge I really like. And yeah, I think because of that, it's kind of like it would be hard for me to like try and make another type of music that's not like something I'm really into. Like, I'm still, like, an avid shoegaze fan. Like, it's pretty sick that there's, like, a new movement going on with it lately and stuff, but... I've been playing music, like, pretty much my whole life. Been playing guitar and stuff. Yeah, I've been like recording demos and learning how to record myself, and just kind of been like experimenting in my room since I was like really young. And yeah, I've gotten better over the years. And yeah, the whole album is it's kind of about like my childhood and like growing up and like that transition from like going from like being young into like being a teen into being an adult, and just like how things change and it kind of sucks sometimes. And yeah, and I use like a lot of like metaphors from my hometown. I grew up in Harriman, Utah, so I use a lot of like metaphors, and all the songs are kind of like about the same thing in a way. They all kind of like lead into each other. It's like one big circular album. I guess there was like a couple songs. I think there was two songs on the album that are like 2 years old or so. And so I took those two, and when I was writing like the other songs, I was writing them at the beginning of this year. And it was kind of like, I describe it as like a reflection period of like my life. Cause I'm 20 right now. And so it's like, I feel like it's kind of a weird time of life. So yeah, it was kind of like more, I was like kind of reflecting on like growing up and like my past a little bit. And those two songs that I had written that I didn't plan on putting into like a project like this, I kind of changed the words a little bit, and like the meanings of those songs sort of like meshed into this meaning. I was a soccer player like my whole life. Got pretty good at soccer too. And I played professionally. I signed when I was 16, and it wasn't like when I left soccer, it wasn't, I didn't like, a lot of people think I like left to do music, and that's not the case. I didn't like, I've always done music. Like music's like, I always describe it as it's like a journey. It's a life journey. It's not like this, it's like just my underlying passion sort of. So I didn't leave soccer to pursue music. It was more so I left soccer because just like some things going on in my life, and I didn't like the lifestyle of it, and I left it for that reason. But when I did leave, it was like, oh, now I have all this time to do music. So it's kind of like now music's sort of like kind of the big thing in my life now that I put a lot of time into. And I was doing a lot. I wasn't like playing shows because I didn't really have time to do that, but I was like recording and writing a ton while I was doing soccer. I even like made an album while I was like in the deep of it when I was like in my pro career. I made like a full album, but I mean, I was obviously putting soccer first. I had like a pretty big commitment there. Yeah, but I'd say like in the passion sense of it, I probably, like, intellectually was putting music first, yeah. You know? Music is, like, to me, music is, like, super easy. Like, it's never been, like, I gotta separate time to go do music, you know? It's kind of like, when I want to do it, I'll do it. And I've always kind of been, like, I've always kind of believed, like, you shouldn't, like, force yourself to, like, write necessarily. It's kind of like, you should just kind of do it when you want to do it. And that's, to me, is when I get the best result, so... I've always been able to manage it pretty good. I always kind of describe like music and like the songwriting part of it as it's kind of like a journal. It's a good place to like reflect, and like a lot of the topics I'll like write in my music, like I'm not gonna like really talk about them with like other people and stuff. So it's like kind of a good spot to like release those topics in like a creative way. And then yeah, it's, and then like when you're actually like composing the music, like that part can kind of show like what you're feeling in your mind or your heart. And yeah, it's just like a really good form of therapy, I think. I'd say like if people who like know me personally have like, they've probably heard stuff and been like, oh, like I recognize that metaphor, but they probably haven't like reached out because it's like kind of awkward, I guess. The stuff that I like just released on this album was like a little more blunt to the point of like the way I describe things compared to like what I've written in the past and stuff with like other projects. And but yeah, I think I didn't do it for like the sake of like trying to like show people or something. Yeah. The skeleton's head, risen up from the dead. They burnt them down. My only place to hide. actually, I'd say the words are all pretty sad, but when I, like, compose music, like, I sometimes think, like, the blending of, like an upbeat composition of, like, instruments mixed with, like, sad lyrics, it's kind of, like, fits sometimes. So I don't think all the like, music and, like, the compositions in the album are necessarily, like, super sad, but I'd say for the most part, the words are, like, definitely gloomier. Yeah. Yeah, like, there's a lot of, like, metaphors to describe it, because I think it's, like, kind of corny if you, like, just say it sometimes. So I'd say, like, every form where I'm talking about mental health is in, like, some metaphoric way. Even, like, the whole album, like, A Poison Tree, that's, like, a poem. A Poison Tree is a poem. It's about, like, if you, like, hold on to your anger and your, like, hate and your sadness and you don't, like, confront it, then, like, you'll end up, like, hurting people around you and stuff. That's, like, the basis of the poem. And so I think that's kind of, like, a metaphor. That could be a metaphor for, like, the whole album, where I'm, like, kind of confronting my, like, mental health and, like, talking about it. So, yeah, there's that. And then I use, like, the metaphor, like, more, like, spooky metaphors. Like, I talk about, like, a shadow that's, like, following me around. And, like, even in, like, one of the songs, I was even saying, like, the poison tree has found me. And that's, like, just to say, like, it's always in the back of my mind, like, my mental health struggles and, like, they're catching up to me. I'm, like, worried about them type of thing, I guess. Yeah. It's a little bit of, like, a spooky album in a way. Yeah. Yeah, music, work, school, just living the life, you know. I'm on my lunch break right now. yeah, I'm on all streaming services, Spotify, Apple, SoundCloud, Bandcamp, YouTube, kind of wherever you want to listen to music, I'm probably on there. Don't really have much planned for the future, like show-wise or anything. Trying to do that more and hopefully have something. But as of right now, nothing's planned. I'm like still writing and stuff. Hopefully I'll release again soon, but that's about it for now. Yeah. You can find me on all streaming services, Spotify, Apple, wherever you listen to music. My Instagram is just Jeff Doosnup. And then I'm on TikTok too. You can follow me there if you want. Yeah, that's about it. It's just under my name, Jeff Doosnup. My last name is kind of tricky. It's spelled Dewsnup. Yeah. You're about to hear my song Silence from my new album, A Poison Tree, in its entirety. If you enjoyed this episode of Sound Waves, please take 60 seconds to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.
This episode was produced and edited by me, Nate McQuivy, coordinated by William Hughes, and promoted by the Slug Magazine editorial staff. Be sure to check out this month's issue of Slug. You can find a copy anyplace cool or at slugmag.com.
Did you enjoy this episode of Slug Sound Waves? You and the local community can continue to enjoy Slug Mag's content for free, but please consider making a one-time or ongoing contribution. Each contribution, no matter the amount, helps support Slug's creation of thoughtful media coverage on SLC's music, arts, events, and community subcultures. Head over to slugmag.com/donate to make your contribution today.